Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. Good Wednesday to you. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. I hope you're having a great day today. And of course, Wednesday means it's church tonight. And we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We're glad to have with us Evangelist Gary Mann preaching for us tonight in the service. Brother Mann been in the ministry over 40 years, and he founded the Grace Baptist Church up in Delaware, Ohio. And he left there, I think, sometime in the late 80s or early 90s, and began in evangelism. And now for over 30 years, he's been in evangelism. And so he'll be in our service tonight, and you'll enjoy Brother Mann. And we look forward to a wonderful service here at Bible Baptist Church. And I hope if you have your place, your church, you'll be in your place, and that you'll be ready to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor and for God to speak to your heart. As we finish out this last week of July strong, Sunday will be the last day of July, and Monday we'll turn over that calendar to the month of August, and we're moving right through the summer of 2021. If your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to 2 Kings chapter 4, would you please? 2 Kings chapter 4, and I want to read a few verses for you here. Verse 1 says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. She came to the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil. Pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." Here's a woman. We don't know much about her life. We do know she was married to a prophet, a preacher, if you will, and he died. And that was very difficult, especially in those days. But she had two sons who could work and support her. However, her husband had left her in some debt, a debt that they could not pay. The creditor has come, and if she doesn't pay the debt, her sons would be taken from her and placed into debtor's prison until the debt was paid. So she would be in what we call a bad situation, a rock and a hard place. Here, think about it. Life's moving along very well. Husband, two sons, nice home, all is well. And then suddenly, the husband dies. And she finds out about the debt. And now, the creditor is there wanting to take her two sons away from her. God has rocked her boat. I'm talking a little bit today about, why does God rock our boat? Has God ever rocked your boat? Ever found yourself in one of these bad situations, or, as we say sometimes, between a rock and a hard place? Now, I want to remind you that God never does anything wrong. Now, it doesn't mean that we always like everything that God does, but if you haven't had your boat rocked, or you haven't found yourself in a bad situation, or your world turned upside down, I got news for you, my friend. You will. Someone said, we're all either in a storm, coming out of a storm, or about to head into a storm. But you don't have to worry about somebody else's storm or anybody else's boat, because you have one of your own. When bad things happen like this, or we get ourselves in these situations, we cry out, "Why, God? Why is this happening to me? I don't deserve this." Well, let's settle this thing right now, okay? I deserve, and you deserve, to die and go to hell. We deserve to be punished for our sin against a holy God. By His grace, Him doing for us what we do not deserve, He saves us through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. None of us deserve heaven. That's why we're saved by grace. Why does God rock our boat? God rocks our boat for several reasons. Number one, to show us that we need him. You know, we're such proudful and prideful creatures that we get to thinking we can do life on our own. I mean, the widow woman's handled things since her husband died. She continued to keep the boys in line. She continued to keep up the home. But now something has come up that she can't handle. Something has come up that she has no solution for. And some are like that listening to me today. Oh, you know how to handle problems with the boss. You know how to handle problems with your coworkers. You've learned how to work with people. You do that often enough, and you know how to handle the children, and you know you're confident in your abilities, and you get to thinking you can handle it all. You know, the Titanic hit an iceberg and ripped a 300-foot gash in the side of it, and there was no way to fix it. The designer of the Titanic was on the ship. He had stood up and said, "Even God can't sink this ship." They called him to the captain's quarters and asked, "What do you think?" "She's dead," was his reply. "But wait," they said, "you said the ship was unsinkable." And he replied, he said, "I designed this ship that any 5 of the first 6 compartments could become flooded with water and the ship would still float. But you just told me that all 6 are flooded. And if that's the case, she's going down." You know who went down with the ship? The man who said it is not sinkable. You know what he found out? He found out he can't handle everything. Sometimes when people have trouble, they call mom and dad, or they call other people. But you'll get to a place, my friend, where mom and dad can't help you, where other people cannot help you. When God rocks your boat, when God brings the storm into your life, you're going to realize just who is in control of your life. It's somebody much bigger than mom or dad. The prodigal son, God had to bring him to a place where no one could help him but God. No one gave to him. No one helped him. He was in a spot where no one could do anything but God. And so he ran back to his father. Daniel. God rocked Daniel's boat, passing a law that no one could pray to anyone but the king. And Daniel went and prayed as he did aforetime. And he was thrown into the den of lions. He could not stop going to the lion's den. The king couldn't stop him from going to the lion's den. There's only one person who could do that. That's God. And God allowed the storm. God rocked his boat to show Daniel he needed him. And Daniel knew it. But he does it to us to show us that we need him. Number 2, God rocks our boat to see how serious we are about living for him. Hey, what would it take to get you to stop serving God? "Well, I knew this pastor once and he did this." Or, I was in this church once and they did this to me." Okay, what's it going to take to stop you from serving God? Wasn't that Satan's question to God regarding Job? "Yeah, take away his wealth, take away his business, take away his family. He'll curse you to your face." But when he did that, Job said, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And then Satan said, "Well, let me touch him physically." And God said, "Okay, but you can't take his life." What did Job say? Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job was saying, "There's nothing that is going to stop me from living for my God." Let me ask you a question, radio listener. Are you going to keep going for God? Maybe you've been knocked down. Maybe sin, divorce, a wayward child, the death of a child, death of parents, maybe alcohol, cigarettes, pills, drugs, pornography, some stubborn habit or addiction. Are you going to stay down? Was your devotion to God all talk? When you said how much you love God, did you really mean it? You see, Peter boasted great things. "Though all men forsake you, I won't forsake you." Well, how'd that go for Peter? Yeah. When the rubber met the road, he couldn't even stand up in front of a little maid and tell that he was a follower of Jesus Christ. But when Jesus met him on the Sea of Galilee there and he said, "Lovest thou me more than these?" Oh, my friend, he was telling Peter, "Get back up." And Peter did get back up, and he led the prayer meeting on the day of Pentecost and preached one of the messages on Pentecost, and 3,000 were saved. I mean, when the winds blow and tragedy comes and your boat is rocked and the hurricane is struck, what you should say is, "I'm going to go out with some gospel tracts and go soul winning. I'm going to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday night. I'm going to be in church Wednesday night. I'm going to show God that I'm serious about serving him and living for him." God rocks our boat to show us our need of him. God rocks our boat to see how serious we are about living for him. And number 3, God rocks our boat to break our will. God often uses pain to bring about the changes he desires in our life. If he took away all the hurt, we wouldn't make any changes. See, a child touches something hot. You know what? They learn not to touch something hot. If you could not feel pain, you'd be seriously injured. And there are some things that God's going to teach us that will only teach us through pain. The greatest enemy you have, that any greatest enemy any of us have in serving Jesus Christ, is not the devil. It's not the boss. You know who it is? It's the person you looked at in the mirror this morning. The problem is you and me. The problem is our own stubborn wills. I didn't graduate Bible college with an education. I graduated Bible college with knowledge. My education started after I left college. I began to pastor at 24 years of age. And that, boy, did I learn some things. Things they never teach you in Bible college. One of the biggest things for a Christian to learn is to do what God tells them to do. God prompts you to witness, witness. God says to be in church, be in church. God says read, study my word, read and study the word. Problem is, God tells us and we resist it. We don't listen. We ignore it altogether. So God will bring a storm and God will rock our boat. And God does it to break our will, to bring us to the point where we'll say, not my will, but thine be done. You ever have a battle with the wills of your child? Huh? In a battle of the wills, somebody's going to win. It's a battle of the wills. You have to stay strong. And you have to know your will's going to win out. And that's always the way it is with God. You got saved because you surrendered to his will. I was called to the ministry because I surrendered to his will. I went to Bible college to prepare for ministry because I surrendered to God's will. What is it that God's asking you to do and you're holding on to your stubborn will? God will win the battle of the wills. Ask Jonah. So God rocks our boat to show us our need of him. He rocks our boat to see how serious we are about living for him. And he rocks our boat to break our will. Is God rocking your boat today? You in the midst of a storm? Is God showing you your need of him? God is seeing how serious you are about serving him. God's breaking your will so you'll surrender to his will. A man had been to Bible college and he surrendered and was saved. He surrendered to the ministry. He surrendered to go to Bible college. Then a message in Bible college about going to Japan to be a missionary. And he surrendered to go to Japan. But then he said, no. Lord, I can't go. I'm a husband and a father. I don't want to take my family halfway around the world to a country that speaks a language I don't. I'll be a preacher, and I'm going to go ahead and be a preacher, but I'm not going to be a missionary to Japan. But when he was telling this story, he was on deputation to go to Japan. And the person asked him, well, what sermon got you right? He said, no sermon. The day I surrendered to Japan is the day I drove my car into the side of a train. Yeah, he hit a train. He said, I can still hear the screams of my family as the train drug our car 250 feet down the track. I saw them pick up my lifeless body of my 2-year-old son, lay it on the hood of my car, and say he's dead. It was then I dropped to my knees and surrendered to be a missionary to Japan. What am I saying? You will do what God wants you to do. It's so much better to surrender to him. Surrender your will to his will, because God will rock your boat. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody. Look forward to seeing some of you in church tonight and the rest of you on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.